Welcome to Luke 21 Radio, a broadcast explaining biblical prophecy in the tradition of St. Augustine. And now, from Greenville, South Carolina, here's your host, Steve Wood.
Hi, I'm Steve Wood, and welcome to Luke 21. Let's study some biblical prophecy. Today, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we're coming down to the key passage regarding the rapture theory. It's in 1 Thessalonians 4, and we're going to be looking at three key words in three verses that reveal the real meaning of the rapture. Let's go to those verses first. For this we declare to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. There are three key words in these three verses. And if you can understand these three words and how these three words fit together, they'll reveal the true meaning of the rapture. Now, what are those three words? Well, in verse 15, it's the word coming. And in verse 17, it's the word caught up. That's two words in English, I'm aware, but that's one word in Greek. And then the word meet. So meet, caught up, and coming, those three words are key words in these three verses. And if you understand what's going on here, the real meaning of these words, you'll understand the real meaning of the rapture. Now, the word translated in verse 17, caught up, is where the word rapture originated. The New Testament, of course, was written in Greek. And then around the 4th century, St. Jerome translated the Greek New Testament into Latin, and Latin had a word, rapio, which was later developed into the English word, rapture. Some people think it took actually centuries before that English word popped up. So you have Greek, Latin, and then English. So that English word, rapture, comes from that single Greek word. And it's sometimes translated snatched away. It's kind of like pulling somebody up or caught away. It can even be translated seized. In other words, you're just grabbing somebody and pulling them out like you're pulling them out of a fire. Now, I'm going to share with you three things, and don't turn me off, but I'm going to share with you three things that the word rapture or caught up in verse 17 does not mean. It does not say or explain what happens immediately after being caught away. In other words, it doesn't say anything about what's going to happen once those who are raptured. Now, a lot of people are taught in the context of a lot of things happen after the being caught away, but this verse does not say anything about what happens after the rapture occurs. Secondly, it doesn't say where they go. It simply says they are caught up. And I'm talking about just verse 17, which is used as the foundation for the rapture theory. And that's why we need these other two words to explain what this single word, caught up or raptured, in verse 17 means. And then number three, verse 17 does not share with you anything about how long this rapture event takes place. The rapture at any moment theory says after the rapture occurs, the true believers, both living and dead at that point, are caught up into heaven and remain in heaven for a period of 7 years. Now, that's a theory, and there's other scriptures that might be brought to bear on that, but this verse doesn't say anything about that, nor does the immediate context of verse 17. So, This is going to come as a shock to some who have heard that the rapture theory derives from 1 Thessalonians 4:17, and in a nutshell, it does not. You can't develop what is known as the modern, very popular rapture at any moment theory from 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Now, you might say, well, you're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. I've got a quote. I'm not recommending this book at all, but it's Tim LaHaye's book, Charting the End Times. Now, Tim LaHaye is recognized as the theologian behind the Left Behind series, the Rapture series of books and films. He's also very involved in a group called the Pre-Trib Research Project. I think they're headquartered in Arlington, Texas, and they're the ones, along with Harvest Publishers, published this book. So he's the rapture man of all rapture men, and here's what he says about 1 Thessalonians 4:17 and the rapture theory. The pre-trib position does not have answers for all the questions regarding the Lord's coming for his church. He's talking about the rapture. Since there is no one verse or passage that gives all the details of the Lord's coming in a neat little package, unquote. And that's from page 108 of the book I just held up. Now, what does that mean? That means verse 17 is simply saying that at when Christ is returning to earth, those who are believers or those believers who have already died will be caught up. That's what it says. And all the other things that people say it says might be true and might not. And as Tim LaHaye says in this book, you have to go to other scriptures to fill that in. I actually couldn't agree more. Now, he will go to maybe several chapters or several books away to try to find scriptures that apply to this. But how about the immediate context? How about within the three verses I just read, verses 15, 16, and 17, you have the information you need to answer the questions like, what happens immediately after being caught away? Where do those raptured people go? What happens to them and for how long? And that's why we have to look at exactly what the words mean. The words again, coming, caught up, and meet. And once you get these three words, it's like a 3D picture of what's going on in the rapture. And today we're only going to hit one of the three words. In the next episode, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly how I got to understand these three words and how anybody can also understand these three words. But the first word is found in verse 15 when it says, "We who are left until the coming of the Lord." Now, I'm going to teach you a Greek word. The Greek word behind coming is parousia. And it's such an important word that in English, the word parousia is spelled just like the Greek word, P-A-R-O-U-S-I-A. It's a Greek word that's been brought directly into English. And it's the word that St. Paul uses in Ephesians 4:15. Now, let's imagine you were just a regular Joe living in Thessalonica around the year 50 when St. Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians. You were a Greek-speaking person. You are familiar with life in the Roman Empire. Just like most people are aware, as I'm making this, we're coming up in a primary session for a new presidential election. Well, they knew all about the emperor and the king and everything else, and they also knew exactly what parousia meant. If you would just say to a Thessalonian, not to a modern 21st century person who has been schooled in the rapture theory, just like, what does that word mean in its original context? And it's very simple. They would understand that parousia was the word used regarding a visit by Caesar, the king, and that's why Actually, I left some breadcrumbs in earlier episodes emphasizing the kingdom nature of what even St. Paul was teaching, because parousia was commonly understood if Caesar was coming to town, then there would be a special event called the parousia. The same thing would happen if a victorious military general just won a big conflict and he was coming to town. And this is how it would work. The citizens of Thessalonica, if there was a parousia and the king was coming, the citizens would go out from the town as the king was approaching town to greet him on the way. This is the meaning of parousia. And the going out to meet him was a special act that this person had unusual dignity. And then they would accompany that royal figure or general back into town. Now, the rapture theory says when it occurs, you're caught up. And then they start saying all kinds of things about that being caught up. But as even Tim LaHaye says, verse 17 doesn't say that. It just says they're caught up. But if you look at verse 15, the parousia is that they're caught up as Christ is coming to earth. That's the second coming of Christ. Those who are true believers in Christ are caught up to meet him in the air. And then instead of going up for heaven for 7 years and doing I'm not exactly sure what, it's just a U-turn and coming back to earth. And coming back to earth, not for 7 years, but for eternity. Eternity. Because when Christ returns, there's a new heavens and a new earth, and he comes back, all we're doing in the rapture is going out to greet him. So what is this saying? This is saying that what we call the rapture, and I'm not afraid to use the word because a Catholic saint was the one who translated the Greek word into Latin, which we got the word eventually in English rapture from, and that rapture is also what we refer to as the resurrection, which accompanies the second coming of Christ. So it's rapture hyphen resurrection hyphen second coming. This is what this is describing. And I'm not importing all kinds of information into verse 17 that isn't there. I'm taking words that are outside of verse 17 because it's limited in what it says, and then taking the context to something that was understandable to the average Joe in Thessalonica. You wouldn't have to go to seminary to learn what parousia meant, that it was simply the visitation of a great king. You go out to meet him, and then you come back. So if you're not convinced, that's absolutely fine, but I would implore you to join me for the next episode because there's the third word that we haven't touched yet, which we'll do next episode. And then I'm going to tell you a way. Now, this is an expensive way. It costs you $50, but it's a way with a right click on a keyboard or a scrolling pad and a left click on a mouse. You can get to these meanings immediately. And these three words really changed my life, and I hope they change yours as well. I'm Steve Wood, your host, and thanks so much for joining us on Luke 21. And be sure to tell your friends that Luke 21 is now available on YouTube.
Luke 21 is a radio outreach of Family Life Center International. Visit us online at luke21.com.